Must be something.
I promise I didn't do that.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, this Monday, June 3rd, 2013, to order. And we'd like to call on Rick Finley to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley?
Heavenly Father, we want to come before you this morning and thank you for the opportunity, just a privilege to come to you and bring our petitions before you, Lord. We know that you're the great God who created the whole earth and gave us life. We just thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity for eternal life and pray that you'd help us to share that with others. We want to come before you this morning and lift up petitions for wisdom, dear Lord. We know that we want to serve you as we go through our daily lives here, and we know that each and every one of us has a place that you've put us, that you have something for us to do, Lord. We just pray that you just give us guidance as we make those decisions. Pray for our leaders. Pray for the county leaders. Pray for state leaders. Pray for United States leaders and nation leaders and throughout the world, dear Lord, that you'd be with them and give them guidance. I want to lift up those that are protecting our freedoms, dear Lord, and pray that you'd be with them, give them protection. Just be with their loved ones as their way. Again, we want to lift up those that may need your healing hand, dear Lord, may need your comforting hand, and pray that you'd be with them. We just want to thank you for the blessings you have given us and pray that you continue to watch over us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen. Amen.
Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
County Commission remarks. I have none prior to this meeting. Do either of you gentlemen have something of specific note? Accounts payable.
Motion to approve checks numbers 333942 through 333985, 333987 through 333994, warrants 5792.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 333942 through 333985 and 333987 through 333994 and warrant number 5792. Just as a note, we're withholding one check until we can run that by council this afternoon. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Payroll. Oh, hold on just a moment.
Yes.
Thank you. payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve county payroll. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Next agendized item is Mr. Bob Shantz, Matters of County Concern. Mr. Shantz, would you join us here at the microphone?
Okay.
Would you pull that microphone around so that we are broadcasting via the internet and that also helps us to record?
Okay, our next record is going to be Willie... No. That's
spin that record.
Okay, gentlemen. And, lately, there's been a few things in the paper that's been really aggravating me. You know, I talk to some people, and they say, well, I lived here all my life. Well, I haven't lived here all my life. But 20 years ago, just to fill you in, 20 years ago, I came here at 4 o'clock one afternoon to look at a business that I wanted to buy. And as I was leaving town the next morning at 11 o'clock in the morning, I bought a house. Less than 24 hours. I love it here. I love Taney County. I love Branson. I like the whole thing. Everything I own in the world is in Taney County. And by doggies, if nobody else will come up here and tell you what they think, I will. And it's just not for me, it's for all the people. It's for all the people of Taney County. But this newspaper here, there was a funding hearing Friday for the collector, and from what my understanding is that there was a mistake in a computer for 10 years. That's ridiculous. The first year that should have been discovered, and when the computer spits out information and it says that Branson gets $10 and Forsyth gets $100, you know, something's not right. And to let it go on 10 years, I don't think we should be paying for the collector's legal fees. We have an attorney. It hadn't been approved by you gentlemen, and that's ridiculous. So I'm here to say do not pay any more fees for anybody who just on their own, and I don't know where the money's coming from or whatever, but that's the thing. It's coming from somewhere. It's my money. It's your money. It's everybody in this room's money. And if the collector wants outside information, that's fine. Pay for it yourself. So, and the other thing about the collector is that I hear about something that couldn't collect money for 3 years, and you're going to discharge the bills. Well, you know, last year I paid $2,430. Can I get this discharged for the last 3 years? That's $7,500. I mean, that's ridiculous, too. And I'd like to know whose fees are getting discharged. Is it somebody that's known in the collector's? I mean, you know, I don't know why, but you do not waive it. The collector's job is to collect the fees, and if you can't, you get a lawyer, you get the county lawyer, and you bring charges against the people, and you put a lien on their property. That's what I'm saying there. Now, the last thing is the sewer board. And I went to a sewer board meeting several weeks ago and spoke to them. And I know you gentlemen appoint the sewer board, but when it was in the paper one day, a month ago, I received a phone call, and then here's a letter that I received on April 29th. And I'm going to read you this letter. And it's addressed to me, my proper address, Bob. I am the concerned citizen that contacted you last Thursday evening. I still do not want to be identified, but will share additional information with you. You're right about the nepotism. Eddie Coxie hired his sister-in-law without the sewer board's knowledge or approval. The issue was brought up at a meeting, but nothing was done about it. Eddie claimed he contacted the attorney first and that there is nothing in the personnel policy about it. He's wrong. Whoever the lawyer is, I don't want to use that lawyer. I mean, that's nepotism. I checked with Jeff City. That's nepotism. Even if he was appointed, he hired his sister-in-law, and you gentlemen have copies of checks, I guess, that were issued to the sister-in-law. Nepotism is automatic dismissal, so please check on that. Then, number two here says, Eddie was receiving very inappropriate mail at the county-owned post office when he was the planning administrator. He was receiving Playboy magazine at the Sewer District's utility billing address, P.O. Box 563 Forsyth. You might contact the magazine to see if he still is and what credit card paid for it, Eddie's personal card or did he use Sewer District credit card? Three, Eddie purchased a laptop computer with Sewer District funds for Sewer District use only, claiming he wanted to bypass the county server. No, we all paid for that computer. And I'm asking you now that you gentlemen do something to get our prosecuting attorney, to get the attorney general to investigate that situation. We should go there today and confiscate that laptop. I want to know what's on it. I don't know if there's stuff that doesn't pertain to county business or what he's hiding there. I don't know what, but we paid for that computer. We have the right to look at it anytime we want. So it's what I'm. This letter says, "What is he? Why is he bypassing the county server? What has he got on that computer that he doesn't want anybody to see? What sites has he been visiting on the district's computer that he doesn't want anybody to know about?" Well, I'm reading the letter, but that's what I just said. Four, Eddie is furious with the commission for taking away his planning administrator job. He has an agenda, and he has gone around the courthouse claiming that he was going to be over planning and sewer both one of these days. He's an evil, evil man and needs to be brought down. You're just the man to bring him down. Please destroy this letter after passing the information on to your associates. If anyone asks you, you found out the information on your own excellent detective work. Thank you for your concern about John Soutee. He's a great guy. He's done a lot to help a lot of people in this county. I know I've had two or three incidents with John. I've known him for 20 years. If somebody now gave me a bag with $1 million and it says, quick, hide this from me, I'd give it to John. That's how much I trust him. And in fact, when I got it back, there'd probably be $1,000,002, and he'd throw a few bucks in there. I just don't understand what's going on. And when I spoke to the board there, I don't like the way that they told me we're a free will state and they don't have to tell me why they let him go. That's ridiculous. If that's the case, you gentlemen need to get somebody. We need to change that law. We need to know why you let somebody go. If that's the case, appoint me to overlook this situation. I'll go overlook them, and I'll fire all four of them and give them no reason, just because I don't like their attitude. So I don't know what, but I'm saying that we need an attorney general to look into the situation, and I guess young Mr. Merrill could look into that, so... That's about all I've got to say. If you got any questions, I'll answer whatever you want.
You've given us three topics that I wrote down. Two regarded the collector, and the third was right. The sewer district. You gentlemen want to address any of these three with Bob?
Bob, I think statutes and the law strictly, I mean, as you brought out in whatever you read there from whoever it was, that there was a concern that should be turned over to the prosecutor, and I think that's probably what should be done in the last circumstance that you mentioned, and let them investigate it and see what they think. I think that's the way the statute reads, is right, that it be turned over to your prosecutor, and so it would be the opinion of this county commissioner, and then the county commission itself would vote on taking that to the prosecutor and having him investigate those situations. Right. any one of us that hired a relative of ours, whether it be for road and bridge administrator or anything like that, would be automatically, it's automatic removal.
Right.
From office. There's no questions asked or anything the way the law reads if it's found to be guilty. So that's the only thing that I would have to say to you about what you read there this morning.
And what about the attorney fee that we're paying for? I mean, we have an attorney. Why does somebody hire another high-priced attorney for? And I understand that there's a letter that said that attorney said, oh, this is legal. I mean, you don't say it's legal and then you collect our money. No, no, no.
Let me address first the issue that you brought up and ask you a question, Dan. When you say that the matter that pertains to the employee within the sewer district, that should be turned over to the prosecutor, are you suggesting that we, as a commission, turn it over? And let me preface your answer with this. First, he's not a county employee. He's a sewer district employee. We are, however, the board, as you right. stated correctly, that appoints those board members. And from that perspective, I would guess that we could. But is that your suggestion?
My suggestion is that we follow state statute as far as our jurisdiction over the sewer board and their decision-making process. We have none. They're a separate entity. But this is something that's been brought before the county commission to be investigated, and I think the county commission's responsibility is to turn that over to the prosecutor as the state statutes require.
I think it's first the responsibility of the sewer board, and if they don't take action, then you'll let them do what they decide they need to do. And if that doesn't pan out how you would like it, then go from there.
They've already told me when I asked them. They said we're a free will state and we don't have to answer anything to you. I mean, it was just...
Well, that was on the firing, though, correct?
Right.
Yeah. I think they're talking about a different issue.
Okay.
Let me address both of those statements. In that for the last 2 or 3 months I've sat as a representative on the sewer board as well as on this county commission, this issue has been brought up. It has been discussed in executive session. What... or those details I'm probably not free to discuss without being released by the sewer board. However, the issue was addressed, counsel was sought, and the sewer board didn't believe that they should move forward. So that's already been addressed from the sewer board's perspective, and I don't have an objection to passing it on.
Well, I think it should be brought forward and a numerous amount of other people. I mean, I could bring a bunch of people in here, but, you know, I came here and one thing I would like to say, though, is that when I read this letter, it did say, you know, don't tell them you got to let, you know, pass the information out and throw the letter away. I read it to you, gentlemen, all three together. I'm not going to do anything with the letter. I'm not making any copies, and I'm sorry to the person that wrote it to me that I had to bring it out in this way, but I didn't know any other way to do it. So, and if anybody else has any information regarding stuff like, I don't know about barking dogs or nobody cut the grass, but if there's something serious with county employees, they can call me up or write me a letter. I'll take care of it.
Well, and ultimately it's up to the prosecutor if he wants to prosecute or not.
What?
So I mean, it's been said that they're the most powerful person in the
Is there any objection to either of you to pass Mr. Chance's comments through to the prosecuting attorney?
I'd say that's the other thing is if you go to him direct, or if Danny, if you want to go to him and say, hey, this is a concern, and it doesn't take a vote from us to pass something like that on to the, in my opinion.
Let me go back to the first issue when you brought up the attorney's fees.
Right.
This commission, since the first of the year, has not approved those attorney fees, and they've been having been withheld. Today, we withheld an amount almost $9,000, and we understand that there is another almost 17,000 that's pending.
Oh, no,
so,
no, no.
So that will be turned over to our council this afternoon, along with the council's letter that was provided from the county collector. We have an issue also with paying personal attorney fees, but the decision that needs to be made, the legal decision, Bob, and hopefully we're going to garner an opinion from our council, is whether or not that special fund can be used for that purpose. And if that's the case, then the collector does have a right to utilize those tax dollars for those uses. Not that we're in favor of that, but we're definitely going to try to seek an opinion that will give us direction. So that is something that I can share with you that we are looking at, and we will be talking again. It won't be the first time, but we'll be talking again with our council today about that.
All right.
On your other issue about people having a free ride if they don't pay their taxes for 3 years, first, that is a limited category. It's not real estate. It's personal property taxes. And I know that you're familiar. I am. If I want to get a car license, for example, I have to pay
taxes, right,
my personal property taxes to get that. So a majority of these people are in ownership either of docks, a couple rather large that we have questioned, and this issue has come up, and we're still pursuing what opportunities we may have as a county to reach out beyond 3 years. Some counties do that. So that's a fair statement also, gentlemen, that we're still having those discussions. Is there anything that we have an answer that we could answer better?
That's it. But I paid my taxes. I'm sure everybody in this room paid theirs, and those people should pay their taxes. That's it. If not, put a lien against them. Sell them. Do something.
Mr. Shantz, thank you for your concern.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. I hope we can do something. Thanks.
We have next on the agenda bid regarding county mowing services. Good morning.
Good morning.
Renee, would you identify yourself for those that are listening?
Yes, I'm Renee Bresca. I'm building and ground supervisor. And we have a bid for the mowing service. And it was turned in on Tuesday, May 21st. That's when it was opened. And the pricing is $1,100. And that's to mow the triangle lot, which is down by planning and zoning, at the hillside, which is in front of the 160 on front of the judicial, and the gun range located by animal control.
What length of time are we talking to take care of those pieces of property? Are we talking one day?
Probably about, I have here about 12 hours. So it's a day and a half.
This is true. You want that job? Oh, no. That's the only bid we've received?
Yes.
Can you catch your breath and say something?
Well, I visited with Renee about this. There was some questions, I think, also from the bidder about some workman's comp issues and some other things that were brought up. At this point, I'm not in favor of accepting the bid and would like to reject it for until these other questions are answered. I think it's in the best interest of the bidder and in the best interest of the county to make sure that all the questions are answered.
Would you like to put that in form of a motion?
I'll make a motion that we reject the bid.
Is there a second?
You say until they get these questions answered, or?
Until we decide that if it needs to go back out for bid, or if the questions are...
If we reject the bids, that means that we don't have the bid on the table any longer. We'd have to go through the process again.
Right.
And that's what you're wanting to do?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to reject the bid that was presented here this morning. Discussion of that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Didn't we buy a mower last year that was supposed to take care of that hill?
Pardon?
Wasn't a mower purchased last year that was supposed to take care of that hill?
I know there was a mower purchased. I don't know if it was purchased for that intention or could be used for the hillside.
My understanding was the intention of buying that specific mower is because it was four-wheel drive and it would be able to do that hill. As that, I don't know who would know that. But
I probably Randy would know that.
Okay. And he's gone for a couple weeks. That was my understanding of why that specific one was bought.
That it?
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Next issue is tandem axle dump truck bid.
David Stoddard with Road and Bridge. This is on bid 201-303-217. It's on tandem axle dump trucks. We did put out a bid for two with Western Star, which is Jenkins Diesel Power. We also had Freightliner come back, and on the warranties were different. And their bid came back at $862 less. And that's the issue we have today.
Well, first, have we not already ordered the trucks?
We have ordered the trucks.
Are you individuals here to speak to this issue? Listen to this issue?
Sure.
The
vested interest in this issue?
Not at all.
Well, that makes it easy.
I visited with Randy about this and Mr. Stottle, and it's right my recommendation that if we hadn't already ordered the trucks, there would have been a different decision made on my part. But as soon as how we've already ordered the trucks, that we go ahead, and in the conversation and probably even in the minutes was stated that we are going to try to update the fleet for Road and Bridge trucks in the next 2 years or 3 years. And so it's going to be my recommendation that we go ahead and order another truck from the company with the original lowest bid. And I think Mr. Stottle and Mr. Hayes have contacted them, and that'll be satisfactory with them, although they didn't receive the first bid. They will receive the bid for a second truck, and then next year the bids will go out again. But the update of the fleet for Road and Bridge needs to take place. There was a few years there that we didn't buy any new equipment, and so it's time to do that instead of spending more money on mechanical work and warranty work and things like that. So that's my recommendation in a matter of a motion to buy one more truck from
Freightliner,
yes.
Based upon the bids that were received and that are noted in that spreadsheet, under bid number 201-303-217. That's what you're...
Yes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to purchase a dump truck from Freightliner under bid number 201303-217. Comments? I'd like to note first that I would not be in favor of this motion were it not for the fact that during our budgetary discussions, we discussed whether or not we were going to purchase two or four. And because of the budget, we thought we would spread that out, purchase two in 2013 and purchase two in 2014. And I remember that discussion well. So with that in mind, I don't have an objection. It just puts us a little ahead of track of where we wanted to be through next year. But so I'm not opposed to the motion. I'm in favor of it.
Probably be cheaper this year.
Well, there's
then
that
next
too.
Year anyways.
David, do you have a comment? I see
this is just the purchase of one. It comes in at a total of $141,929. Yes, sir.
Motion before us is to purchase a vehicle from Freightliner in the amount of $141,929 under bid number 201303-217 as per the spreadsheet that's been furnished by Mr. Stottle and Mr. Hayes. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Stottle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan, Brandon. If there is anyone that is interested, would like to take a look at that spreadsheet, there really was an in-depth spreadsheet that was provided regarding those vehicles. The agenda says engagement letter. If I'm not mistaken, that was the letter by and between Taney County and Russell Jackson to perform appraisal services regarding the properties that were flooded. This county commission had already voted to accept his bid for those appraisal services. We had the contracts were drawn up. We were waiting an opinion from our local council, which came in this morning. Since that had already been voted on, I signed those during the preliminary session this morning, so that issue of business has already been taken care of. Park board update.
I have that put on there. The park board has been quite active this spring. We have projects underway. The Mountain Grove schoolhouse is receiving a pavilion this year, and the boys have already we have everything ordered. A time frame is probably around the 21st of June that we should be complete with the picnic tables. It's a real nice pavilion, a real nice place for a park. Boston Center is the Road Bridge Boys hauled them some fill dirt that they ended up getting in that area out there and placing a pad. I've already made arrangements for some donations of poles to set and the bands to go around the top, and their particular park board wants to do as much of the work as they possibly can themselves. So after we get to that point, we'll see how they progress, and if not, then we'll take over and go ahead and proceed with that. Signage has been an issue with the park boards, and we're going to be putting up some signs about particularly trash. There's been some people using the facilities for trash local trash to be put in there instead of park trash, and so those signs will be put up with a warning of a fine if they proceed with that. There's three other facilities that doesn't have signage, and those have been ordered. So I made a trip around to all of our lake accesses where we have our parks. Unfortunately, a lot of those are being covered up rapidly by water. So the use of those this year may be limited. We did get a lot of use out of them last year, and anyone that's been around to the local parks have seen the use. I think Kazee Mills Park was completely full over the recent holiday, and so were activities at the Mincy Park every day there. We're hoping some of these other smaller parks that we eventually get more activities in. So it's very successful. I just wanted to give an update. It had been some time since the public had been informed of all the locations. I will be contacting the news media for ribbon cutting ceremonies at the Mountain Grove facility when they have that date open.
Let me note that while the county commission is in support of and has been working on this particular issue and what is developing out at the Mountain Grove Schoolhouse, we need to applaud the park board and Commissioner Strahan for being the point person that has been working on this particular issue, because there is a tremendous amount of services and a ton of supplies, et cetera, that has come in from companies that you have solicited that has been providing those free of charge to the county and free of charge to the park board. So, quite frankly, had it not been for those donations that we have received from utility companies and others, we would be nowhere near where we're at today, and that it is due to your hard work and the hard work of the park board members. Any other thoughts regarding this issue? We're not scheduled until 9:45 on the agenda for a discussion regarding the Taney County Senior Services Board. So let's stand in recess until 9:45. That'd be 6 minutes.
Were you guys here? Are you on the agenda? Or?